This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
As Coach Thompson would say, so sookie sookie. D.O.C., pardon me, on a hot microphone, and that was great. Having the Rooster celebrating his birthday and having Big L join us here, and we had a lot of fun over here in the studio. And talking burgundy and gold football, all helmet heads, and we all want the best thing, and that is a championship run. That's what it's all about. Brother Clark, yeah, I think he's on a Zoom right now. We'll be patient with him because we've got at 301-230-0980. See if we can squeeze Little in right here. Little, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Legend, shout out to Ant Man number two. Hey, look, all thing you were saying is that this kid, man, Mariota, he ain't made a bad read yet, Doc. I don't know what the last caller was talking about. And it's all about fundamentals.
Well, some people just like to argue.
A couple of times he should have gave the ball up. J.D. 5 should have gave the ball up on the read.
Yeah.
So that's all he should do. Right. You know what, Doc? And I saw this from the beginning. I said, this team will be able to run the ball. But then I was confused because when they got to the Green Bay game, I'm looking at what Las Vegas was saying. J.D. 5 won't get them. So I figured like this. They was playing the script Las Vegas gave them. You see what I'm saying? When you give up on something that you know, you got to know it in the back of your mind. These boys getting 4.3 yards a carry. Let's stick with it. So hopefully now, and look, I'm going to have at least 50 shirts printed up, and I'm going to give out 50 shirts. The shirt's going to resemble three-headed monster. That's what the shirt's going to say. And I'm trying to get these done before the game so I can have them ready by next Sunday or when they come back this way. Three-headed monster. That's what this shirt's going to say, legend. Hey, God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
All right, good deal. Well, it's 5:03 in the nation's capital. And ever since I met this brother, the first time he walked in the locker room, I knew now, I said, man, we got a chance to win it all. Because when you have a Gary Clark on your side, on your team, number one, it means you are now eligible to be called champion. Because this brother here, his desire to win, not just catch balls. You know, Ant, you'd be a receiver. You would be about your numbers. See, I know how you operate. You know, you worried about your field goal percentage. You know, you worried about those intangible. This dude here, win. I've never seen a wide receiver that displayed a greater passion to win. What was it about you, the dude, that separated you from the rest of your peers? Why didn't you care about numbers?
I guess I, The numbers come if you're playing good. You don't have to worry about the numbers. But don't matter how good your numbers are, if you lose, you're a loser. Nobody wants to be a loser.
And Ant-Man, this is Gary Clark, G-Man, okay? And this is not me blowing this up now. This is back then. I met this brother like in 84, 83, 84. And 85. And he is serious about winning and competing. I've always told anybody that will listen, anybody that got to go and watch our practices would understand why those teams, parts of those teams and nucleus was involved in 4 Super Bowls. All you do is watch practice. And you see him and DG, him and Green, the way they competing in practice, sharpening the blades was, I think, the difference. That's what Joe Gibbs brought out, was that a genuine level of competition in practice without fights. You're going to have some people get mad, but for the overall, wouldn't you agree? Because you were with them longer than I was. That in the end, it was to be controlled violence, because there was nothing finesse about none of them teams with firepower.
I think Joe had the ability to put together a group of men who had the same chemistry in their body one way or the other. And I don't think anybody on our teams really liked to lose. And I think Joe was, you know, just smart enough. We both know it. His game knowledge, how to draw plays, how to create plays, mm-hmm. how to put the right people in the right situation to make those plays work mm-hmm. was just spectacular. But, you know, the group of people that he brought in, you knew, like, for example, as a rookie, you know, looking at veterans like yourself, you know, we understood that was a certain expectations that was meant for us when you stepped onto the field, mm-hmm. you know. And don't get me wrong, not 100% of the players had that, but right. they were gone in a year or two.
Right.
You
right.
know, they didn't make the cut.
Right.
You know, so winning had to be the most important thing, as it should be.
Yeah.
You know, your stats will come if you're going out there and you're winning football games. That means that you're playing well enough for your stats to automatically come into play. So I didn't really have to worry about that so much, but because there's nothing better than when the first time you had that ceremony when they gave us our rings under that tent. Mm-hmm. You know, it was outside. I got it under the tent,
that's right?
And my first one came that way, and that was nothing more important to me outside of my family and my teammates, of course, that meant, I mean, that's childhood dream come true. For a lot of us, that's what it was, a childhood dream come true when you win that ring, because as a kid, that's all you want to play for. You know?
Yeah.
Did you ever host Super Bowl championships?
Did you ever host one?
What's that?
Super Bowl party.
Yeah. I had one last year.
No, no. I mean, not now that you're famous. I'm talking about when you were in college or high. Did you ever have any kind of event around a Super Bowl?
No, okay. Unfortunately, I didn't have any money in college, so I couldn't host it.
I can't even imagine that. Anthony, when he says this is not the first time I've asked him these questions, and I never can believe, I can't imagine him not on the verge of being wealthy, because that's all I've ever seen with him.
If we got a burger, we was happy we got that extra burger.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what, try being in Westwood broke. I'm going to tell you what, that's why campuses, I'm not for campuses in big cities, because you broke, you need some, but now it's a whole new deal. Can you imagine yourself in college now with NIL?
Oh, yeah, I can. I definitely can.
My goodness.
My life would have started in college.
Yeah.
Not once I got different. To the league. My life would be much better.
Well, you don't know that, because you don't know, because you did develop some things out of sheer want to. The way you train, the way you work, I don't know if you trained that hard with your full.
Though, Doc.
Yeah, but your stomach would have been full.
That's 5 and a half.
Okay.
now, but I still thought, but after, you know, for me, once I did get paid, you know, for me, Doc, the $100,000 was like $1 million.
You're right.
I never had that kind of money before.
Yeah, no, I think all of us, anybody.
And, if you've never had that kind of money before, like I got to do stuff I had never did before.
Yeah.
You know, I got to buy things I had never bought before.
Absolutely.
But certain guys, you know, and I was fortunate to play with the majority of those types of guys.
Uh-huh.
The money mattered, but it didn't matter when it come to playing. I just didn't want to lose. I can't stand losing.
Yeah, it's not something to get used to.
Screw the money. Like, I told people, I went in the locker room, we were playing so good one game, and at halftime, I said, we should give all our chips back. Now, I had a few guys in the locker room look at me like, I ain't giving my check back.
You said that, oh, my God, at halftime?
Oh my God. I got some looks, dog.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe you, man. But that's what happens.
I did get some looks.
Yeah.
But we won the football game, so
yeah.
I'm so glad.
And that's the thing that happens around here.
Football game.
Most of our stories ended up winning the game.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, how do we win this week? And I know you've been with Terry, could be right now, and that's when you're in between knowing and not knowing. Only you know how your body feels. I'm sure you've had quad, you've had ham, you've had knee. You sometimes on Fridays, I didn't think you could walk. And then you come out on Sunday and blow it up.
I think it's honestly, Doc, I think it's the pain threshold certain people have. Thank God I had a high pain threshold. And I also think, you know, if you're willing to take that numbing agent before the game, a lot of guys don't want to do it because you can destroy your muscles when you do those things. Like, my hammies are shot now. Like, they're completely gone. I don't think I have a hamstring anymore.
Wow.
But I think that's an individual thing. Individual won't. And when my hammy first acted up with Washington, Ricky Sanders was my backup.
Right.
But I knew Ricky Sanders was no backup for anybody.
Right.
Slick. I'm looking at that, right? I'm like, if I don't play, they go give Ricky my job. That's the way I looked at it.
Yeah, that's probably the way it would happen.
I'm going to play no matter what. I can't be giving somebody my job.
Right.
You know? And I mean, look, what happened when Art got hurt and missed all those games? Well, who started Ricky?
Yeah.
And even when Art got back, people don't realize Ricky started in the Super Bowl, not Art.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I just know how helpless when Art got hurt. But then watching Virgil and guys, Dirty Al, it's what happens when people, you know, Nick Giaquinto, man, Q-Man, Trash Man was a monster. That's what happens when you get Dutch and Dids and Anthony. Everybody has to do a little more. But it took about five people to make up the workload.
And you saw how good Charlie Brown was at that point in time.
No question, man.
You know, you saw how good Charlie was.
But it expanded and everybody
grew. Before that was all Art. before Art got hurt, it was all Art.
Yeah, I mean,
looking back at the history of the team, and then Charlie Brown came in, and Charlie became this phenomenal wide receiver.
Yeah,
great receiver, and you know, and we lost him to Atlanta, but him going to Atlanta made room for me. Quite honestly, I mean, we had Kevin Muhammad, who was a speed guy.
Yeah, right.
But
it was those were fun times. Let me ask you this, because we got Anthony right now, he's screaming at me. He wants to know, what's your take on this week's game as in terms of the receivers and receiving pass in the passing game?
I think they did a good job last week. I think, unfortunately, it's better if you had Terry playing, and I don't know if he's going to play or not, you know, but it's always the opportunity for somebody else, too, to showcase what they do.
Yeah,
one of the best things. The posse is never born. If Art Monk doesn't get hurt, the posse is never born. It doesn't even exist. Ricky Sanders would continue to be a backup. And we would have never went to throw out. You know what we should do. I mean, Clint Dierdre was our third Y.
Yeah.
And he was an H-back.
Yep, There would have been no fun bunch.
We would have never seen the posse.
Without Art. You know? If Art hadn't been hurt. It would have been no fun bunch.
The Smurfs came.
The
Smurfs and the fun bunch.
Yeah, but none of that happens if Art doesn't get hurt, because we only did it for Art. It was all about Art. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The whole offense was built around him. The passing game was built around him at that point in time.
Absolutely.
You know? And then it switched to the Smurfs, and they got involved. But then after the Smurfs broke up, they went back to Art being the thing. And then I was fortunate enough to come in and help Art out. So, I mean, then it kind of changed, you know. Offense became built around.
But you know what we all had out of all those things? Running game.
Yeah, and I think we have a running game now.
Well,
I like all our backs. I mean,
it stuck his head out. Where was it at in Green Bay?
But my whole point is, they didn't play all the backs in Green Bay. The first game we won, they played all the running backs.
Mm-hmm.
In Green Bay, they didn't. They played their main running backs, and people forgetting. Our main running back isn't the leading rusher on the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other guy that is. The guy that had like 5 carries for 75 yards or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the fact that we have 3 options is what I love.
Oh, I love it. That's what I mean. And they all get over 5 yards a carry. The main guy does, because he carries the ball more. So he has out, you know, so sometimes he's going to get stuffed. So I mean, and not get those
Rodriguez
yards.
Rodriguez wasn't even active a couple
All the
weeks
other
ago,
guys, they're over 5 yards a carry. They're like 7-8 yards a carry.
Yeah. No, we love it, man. We love what you do. And it's also in terms of your promoting and what you've done for the fans, I think you should be applauded for. Any events upcoming that you'd like to share with the Burgundy and Gold Nation?
We're all about our fan experiences. You know, we're doing some stuff, you know, on our TV or streaming now. We're going to, you know, Northwest Stadium, and, you know, we'll be interviewing fans about what they think's going on with the Commanders, how they think the season are going. You know, because without the fans, you don't have a game. I think the fans are the most important portion of professional football, because without them, you don't have the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Owners will stop paying players that kind of money to come out and play if they don't have fan support. So why not talk to the most important part of an industry, which is the fan base?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more, my brother. It's always an honor to hook up with you. Thank you for the knowledge. What? And Anthony said he gonna pull out some more highlights and go get him. He's wearing a 44 Indianapolis Colts jersey right now. I said, dude, that'll be 84 in burgundy and gold. So we see if we can convert him.
I like the coach. But if he's gonna wear a Colts jersey, it should be 19.
Well, no, he got
to go back to your Niners.
Yeah, but his boy is 44. He's an Orangeman though, so you know they stick together. Gary, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Have a
good day.
This brother here is a lot of fun, man. Makes me feel a little like an elder statesman playing with him as a rookie. And he blew up. Burgundy Gold 517 here in the nation's capital. We having some fun with it. You know, whenever we can get guys that have been on the other side of the ball and have seen some other things that happen, we try to do that at a very, very high level. You know who's hot right now? And from a football standpoint, I know Burgundy and Gold, till my blood runs cold, Terps. But the running backs all the way across the league, I know you saw Ravens, Lions, That game was running back. One fumble, one didn't. Guys were making plays. We'll talk a little bit about that. Lamont Jordan, bottom of the hour, he'll step in, give us his evaluation of what's going on, and we'll throw in a little bit to you, Turf. We know we got some big things going. You can catch Coach Locks with the Junks every week on 106.7 The Fan, so don't miss it. And I'm really hopeful, man, these Turtles keep going in the right way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.